Good morning. Let's call the meeting in order. It's 9:30 a.m. Let the record reflect that it's April 6, 2015, Thursday. Welcome to the House Special Committee on Economic Development, Tourism, and Arctic Policy. Present Representative Stutes, Representative Filton, Representative Ortiz, Representative Heron. Today we have SJR 16, Arctic Economic Council, as our only item of business. And Trevor's already at the mic there. Trevor, please put yourself on the record and please explain.
Through the chair, my name is Trevor Gutierrez, intern staffer to Senator McGuire. Before today is SJR 16 on the Arctic Economic Council. SJR 16 is expressing support for the Arctic Economic Council and requesting that the United States Congress expresses support for the Arctic Economic Council, for the chair of the Arctic Economic Council to be a resident of this state, and for the structure of the Arctic Economic Council leadership to mirror the rotation of the chair of the Arctic Council. The Arctic Council was established by the Ottawa Declaration of 1996 to function as a high-level intergovernmental forum to promote cooperation, coordination, and interaction across the Arctic. The Arctic Economic Council was established in 2012 by the Arctic Council. The Arctic Economic Council is in charge of fostering business development in the Arctic, engaging in deeper circumpolar cooperation, and providing a business perspective to work of the Arctic Council. SJR 16 urges the federal government to work to empower residents of Alaska, especially Indigenous residents, as partners of the Arctic Economic Council. It asks the Alaska State Legislature to express its confidence in and support for the Arctic Economic Council. The United States will become the chair of the Arctic Council in 2015. This resolution states that it is the intent of this legislator to have the chairmanship of the Arctic Economic Council parallel the chairmanship of the Arctic Council.
Okay, any questions for Trevor?
And Tara Sweeney, I believe, is online, and Drew.
Yes. Okay. Seeing no questions, let's open public testimony. And former Senate President, could you please come forward, testify?
Take Tara first since she's been waiting.
Okay. You bet. Always take advice from a former president. Okay, Tara, are you online?
Good morning.
Hey, Tara. Please put yourself on the record and begin your testimony, please.
Okay. Good morning, Chairman Heron and distinguished members of the committee. My name is Tara Sweeney, and I'm the Vice Chair for the Arctic Economic Council. The Arctic Economic Council was created, as Mr. Gutierrez explained, by the Arctic Council under the leadership of Canadian Minister and Arctic Council Chair Leona Ugluk. She's an Inuit from, or Inuk from Iqaluit, Nunavut, Canada. And there are 42 members of the Arctic Economic Council from the U.S., Canada, United Kingdom of Denmark. They represent Greenland and the Faroe Islands, Iceland, Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Russia. And in addition to those economic members, there are six permanent participant organizations: the Inuit Circumpolar Council, Arctic Athabaskan Council, Gwich'in Council International, Arctic Aleut International Association, the Sami Council, and the Russian Association of Indigenous People of the North, also known as RIPON. The U.S. is an Arctic state because of the strategic location of the state of Alaska, and we have three business representatives. They include Bruce Harland of Crowley, Lori Davey of Fairweather, and Gail Schubert of the Bering Straits Native Corporation. The U.S. also has representation in four of the six permanent participant organizations, and they include Janine Jordan with the Arctic Athabaskan Council, Sam Alexander with the Gwich'in Council International, Thomas Mack with the Aleut International Association, and I'm representing the Inuit Circumpolar Council. All of the members of the U.S. AEC are Alaskans. And it's important because Alaskans are about to embark on a strategic journey to help shape guiding principles for doing business in the Arctic, especially the U.S. Arctic. The U.S. delegation has currently proposed, as the resolution states, to have the chairmanship of the AEC mirror the same rotation structure of the Arctic Council. and this means that when the Canadians transfer their Arctic Council chairmanship role to the U.S. in April, so too would the chair of the AUC. The resolution is important because it would demonstrate to the other circumpolar nations that there is support within the U.S. for the Arctic Economic Council, and support from the Alaska legislature strengthens the position of the Alaskans representing the U.S. on the council. So with that, I thank you for your time and your consideration for this important resolution, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions from members of the committee? Seeing none, Tara, this, so you start traveling tomorrow, right, to, around to get ready for this?
Mr. Chair, I begin my travels tonight, a series of meetings in Washington, D.C., and then towards the end of the month, on the 22nd, we begin traveling to Canada for the annual meeting of the AEC on the 23rd of April, and then to make a presentation to the ministerials meeting of the Arctic Council in Iqaluit.
Sounds like quite an adventure coming up here. You're going to be the chair?
That has not been determined yet. We still need to go through and conduct our business as the Arctic Economic Council. The desire is to have the chair rotate to the U.S. and for the U.S. delegation to pick the incoming chair.
Okay, well, I guess I hope you get the chair.
Thank you.
So, obviously, this is important to have it to get to the governor if it passes the House floor, which I think it has a good chance of doing. Is where would be a good place to have this legislation signed in the Arctic? Would Barrow be willing to host that before the ministerial?
I would imagine so, Mr. Chairman, and I would just need to confirm the details with your staff after the hearing.
Okay. All right. Seeing no other questions. Thank you for your testimony, and I wish the best for your travels.
Thank you.
So, Drew, you wish to testify? Please put yourself on the record. And the first time I met Drew was when she was a representative in the House, and she sat in House Resources.
That's so true. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Drew Pierce. I am a former member of both this body and the other body. And today I'm here representing myself, but as you have so sweetly defined me, I am one of the Arctic elders who's been working on Arctic issues in Alaska for a number of years, in fact, since my legislative days. I'm going to thank Senator McGuire for entering this resolution into the bodies, and also thank the Senate on the record for passing the resolution over to the House. I've been lucky enough to be part of a small part of the initiation of this Arctic Economic Council. I went to St. Petersburg. The Arctic Council actually started looking at having some formal mechanism for the private sector to actually provide advice and counsel and to interact with the Arctic Council, which are the working groups are mostly led by delegations that are all federal employees of the different, the eight Arctic nations. There was a task force that was put forward during the Canadian chairmanship as a follow-up to discussions that were had during the Swedish chairmanship. And as Tara said, Minister Glück took this as a very personal push to have some sort of an opportunity for Indigenous-owned businesses in the Arctic as well as non-Indigenous-owned businesses to have a way to both showcase themselves, show the capacity that already exists, but also provide an opportunity for them to tell the governments what works and what doesn't work and to be a part of the activities at the table of the Council. I went to St. Petersburg as a member of the Arctic Council Task Force that looked at a mechanism and looked at what architecture would set this up. At the time, it was called the Circumpolar Business Forum. The Russians told us that circumpolar doesn't translate into Russian well, so the name ended up morphing to the Arctic Economic Council. The eight nations were extremely involved. I have to say that the U.S. has been the most reluctant. Because of that, the co-chairs of the Arctic Policy Commission, working with the Canadian senior Arctic official and with the approval of our senior Arctic official, sent me last fall to Iqaluit with our early business reps to attend the organizational meeting of the Arctic Economic Council. Their second meeting is the one in Ottawa on the 23rd, and indeed the group did elect Tara as a member of the four-person executive committee. There is a big difference between the Arctic Economic Council and the Arctic Council in that the permanent participants that represent the indigenous groups at the Arctic Council, while they have seats at the table, they don't have a vote per se. Now, their voices are very persuasive, but they don't actually get to vote. And the council does work in a manner so that everything has to be by consensus. So they do certainly have a sway. But the group chose that in the Arctic Economic Council, indeed, the permanent participants will be able to hold positions on the executive committee and will have full voting rights, as it were. They haven't made a determination yet whether they will make all of their decisions by consensus or by 50% plus one like you do. So I'm not sure which world they're going to live in yet, but the second meeting is in this month in Ottawa, and then the executive committee will go to Iqaluit and actually have an opportunity to brief the ministers from the eight countries of the fact that the Arctic Economic Council has indeed stood itself up, and to talk about what their agenda will be for the two-year chairmanship. I feel pretty certain that the chairmanship will come to the U.S. as the Arctic Council chairmanship rotates, and I suspect that the Alaskans, and Tara named them, that the large group of Alaskans will indeed choose Tara to be the first chairman. We're excited about that. The permanent participant community around the world is extremely excited about that. We welcome your support, and we welcome the opportunity to have our delegation, plus the U.S. Senate, show their support for the Arctic Economic Council.
Yes, Representative Ortiz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You just mentioned that the United States was the most reluctant participant in the Arctic Economic Council process. And can you elaborate on that and why that might be the case?
Even though Secretary Kerry signed the ministerial documents that called for the setting up of the task force to create this forum, what thereafter, Julie Gorley, who's the senior Arctic official for the United States, and frankly, Ambassador Bolton, who is her boss within the State Department structure, both showed a certain reluctance to have a private sector group that had a direct opportunity to interact with the ministers or even, frankly, with the senior Arctic officials, even though that's what the language in the ministerial documents had said. So we've kind of felt like, and certainly Representative Heron has been very involved in this, sometimes we've taken two steps forward and one step back, and sometimes we've taken one step forward and two steps back. But we are making progress, and certainly I think if an Alaskan is the chair of the new organization, which is up and running and has an agenda moving forward that is aligned with the Arctic Council agenda, then frankly I think the State Department has to pay attention to them.
Representatives?
Thank you. I don't have a question as much as a comment, and my comment is, this is pretty exciting times, and I'm pretty proud to be an Alaskan. I mean, we are on the horizon of a whole new beginning, and it's really exciting, and I certainly am grateful to everybody and all the work that they have put into this and keeping their eye on it and moving it forward. I'm grateful to be a part of it.
The council expects to meet face-to-face once a year, and the expectation is that certainly the first meeting during the U.S. chairmanship will be in Alaska. I suspect that Tara will want to take it north of the Arctic Circle, but although I won't speak for her, but I'm sure there'll be an opportunity for the legislature to greet and welcome and also to work alongside the council.
So, Representative Ortiz, just to sort of follow up on your question, is the reluctance by the State Department to select these delegates, U.S. delegates, is the because it is private sector and most of the other, or I'd say the other seven governments in the Arctic Council, it's almost like there's no difference between a state-owned business and a private sector-owned business. Norway is an example. And so they were reluctant to pick the delegates, and so that's why they asked the Alaska Arctic Policy Commission. Actually, we sort of barged our way in, and the Alaska State Chamber are the ones that picked the delegates. And, of course, the advantage of having the four indigenous groups from Alaska makes such a large delegation, so we think we're going to get the Arctic Economic Council going in the right direction for the future. I have to agree with my colleague, it is pretty exciting because literally there's about 20 Arctic meetings that are going to happen in those 2 years, and most of them are going to be in Alaska. Anchorage, of course, for the big stuff, Fairbanks, Barrow, Nome, Cots, on Alaska are probably the other likely spots that they'll have visits. So we have a lot of people in the state directly related to Arctic. And long before I was a legislator, people started thinking about that in the legislature. Alan Osterman, Reggie Jewell, Bill Knoll that used to work for previous administrations, just a lot of people. And so I think that to having us think Arctic regardless of where we live, whether you live in the subarctic or you live in the Arctic, I say this more than a couple of times, is you can't separate the Arctic from Alaska or Alaska from the Arctic. Any other? Yes, Drew.
Mr. Chairman, I am remiss in not making the statement that I'm very pleased, and I know that the members, the business reps from Alaska, are very pleased that the governor has expressed great interest in the Arctic and in ensuring Alaska's place in all the deliberations about the Arctic over the next few years. He has named Craig Fleener, as you know, as his Arctic guru, if you will. Interestingly, Craig has more than just a passing knowledge of the Arctic Council. In a previous life of his, he represented Gwich'in International at senior Arctic official and at ministerial meetings. In fact, at the same time that I was working at Department of Interior and a part of the U.S. delegation. So Craig and I have worked on Arctic issues for a number of years. He's passionate about them and looks forward, is very supportive of the AEC, and looks forward to working alongside Tara and the group.
Okay, let's go ahead, Representative Ortiz.
So just, again, getting up to speed on all this, so the members of the Arctic Council and the members of the Arctic Economic Council, do they overlap and at all, or they're all separate individuals and nobody serves on both?
I won't say that no one serves on both, because I'd have to look at the list of the other countries. Janine Johnson, who is the Athabascan member of the Arctic Economic Council, works with Chief, I'm going to get the name wrong, is Mickey Spillman? Anyway, with her chief, who is the Athabascan Alaska member of the permanent participants to the Arctic Council. So she goes to meetings, but she doesn't actually wear that hat. Her boss does. Sam Alexander, who's representing the Gwich'in, might be wearing both hats. and Thomas Mack might be wearing both hats. I would just have to double check.
Check their hats.
Check their hats. Yeah. We all, you know, that's what Alaskans do. We wear lots of hats.
Thank you very much.
All right. Is there no one else online? Okay, no one else has signed up. So let's close public testimony. And before the committee, we've already had lots of conversation. But before I ask Representative Stutz to move the bill, this is very likely our last meeting for the session. And I want to thank the members for having a good year together. And so we'll talk Arctic through the interim and next session as well. So the chair will entertain a motion to move SJR 16 from committee.
Mr. Chair, I would be delighted to make a motion to move SJR 16-29-LS0605/H from committee with a zero fiscal no.
And individual recommendations.
And individual recommendations. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. All right. The bill is moved from committee, and if everyone could stay by, we're out at 10:53. 9:53.